When it began to feel as if someone was kneeling on her backbone and trying to break it, she knew it was not. She touched Ross's arm and he woke instantly.
Well,
I think, she said, I think you will have to fetch Prudy. He sat up.
Why? What is it?
I have a pain.
Where?
Do you mean... I have a pain, she said primly. I think 'twould be as well to fetch Prudy. He climbed quickly out of bed and she listened to the scratch of flint and steel. After a moment, the tinder caught and he lit a candle. The room flickered into view. She smiled a pallid apology. He went across to the table by the door and poured her a glass of brandy.
Drink this. I will send Judd for Dr. Choke.
No, no, Ross, do not send yet. It is the middle of the night and he will be asleep.
Demelza could not forget that 12 months ago she'd been a maidservant and that Choke, though only a physician, owned a small estate which, even if it had been bought with his wife's money, put him on a level for which the likes of her would be seen as unimportant chattels. But a doctor was different. A doctor caught one at a disadvantage. If the pain was bad, she would almost certainly swear in the old way she had learned from her father, not a few genteel damn me's or by gods, as anyone might excuse from a lady in trouble.